Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
We're back again with Sapan Ghai, who is the Chief Commercial Officer for Sovereign Metals, which is listed on both the ASX and AIM markets. Hi, Sapan, how are you?
Yeah, very good, Rob. How are you?
Not too bad, thanks. Well, what a difference a couple of weeks makes since I last spoke to you. You've just released an RNS today covering Kaseya. So do you think you can give us a bit of a run through of the highlights of it?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, it's a huge RNS for us. It's probably the biggest announcement that the biggest announcement that Sovereign's made in its history. Earlier today we announced an updated JORC mineral resource estimate at our Kaseya rutile project in Malawi. The new JORC mineral resource estimate is 1.8 billion tons of material at 1.01% rutile and 1.32% flake graphite byproduct. What does that mean in terms of contained tons in the ground? That's 18 million tons of rutile, which triples the resource we last reported at Kaseya and makes Kaseya the largest rutile deposit ever discovered. And that 18 million tons is actually more than double the contained rutile of the world's current largest rutile producer, Sierra Rutile. On the graphite, 23 million tons of graphite in the ground, and that makes us also the second largest flake graphite deposit in the world, which, you know, is probably one of the best byproducts you can ask for in a project these days, as the world focuses on securing supplies of battery metals. But look, in short, we can now confidently say that Kaseya is a tier one project of global significance, with the potential to be a global supplier of not one, but two critical raw materials.
Okay, and would it be fair to say this is a timely discovery given the current supply and demand fundamentals of rutile?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we've been telling the market about the supply deficit in rutile. You know, it's been in supply deficit since 2017, when it's accounted for around 700,000 tons of total global titanium dioxide supply. And today is more like 500,000 tons of supply in a market that demands about 8 million tons of the material, with experts actually estimating this number to become more like 200 to 250,000 tons of 1,000 tons of supply by 2030. And during all that time, demand, of course, is going to continue to shoot up. The reasons for this structural deficit in rutile is pretty simply due to lower grade profiles of current mines, the fact that the vast majority of rutile is actually mined as a byproduct of ilmenite, and current mines are simply running out. And you can probably see all of this captured in the current price of rutile, which in the spot market is almost $2,300 a ton today. So the fact that we have not only discovered the first rutile dominant deposit found in over 50 years, but off the back of today's announcement, we have confirmed it to be the largest rutile discovery ever made. It's really testament to the hard work, the focus, and you know, the real determination of the team on the ground. So, you know, add to this the ESG element, where we've independently verified that producing rutile from Kaseya would have a 20 to 33 times lower carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gas emissions than current alternatives used in the pigment industry from upgrading ilmenite. And you can start to fathom the real significance of this discovery.
Okay, and what about your plans for the graphite?
Yeah, so look, Kaseya is now the second largest flake graphite deposit in the world. Our initial scoping study test work showed that a very coarse flake and high-grade graphite product could be produced at Kaseya using a very simple flow sheet for not a material incremental capex. So we were already very happy with where the graphite sat. you know, today, most people are now aware of the importance of graphite in lithium-ion batteries, like those found in electric vehicles. Yeah, as the key component of the battery anode, graphite can be up to 50% of the composition of a lithium-ion battery. I love to remind people that at one of Tesla's battery days, Elon Musk actually said our batteries should be called nickel graphite batteries. So look, as well as being very coarse flake, the graphite at Casia has two other main features: high crystallinity and high purity. Now, without this turning into a chemistry lesson, what high crystallinity basically means is that the graphite has high electrical conductivity, which obviously is a key requirement in lithium-ion batteries. The high purity means that the material can more easily reach the purity required for lithium-ion battery anode specification. So look, lots of thinking for us to do, and test work to do around the graphite.
I can imagine that's the case. So the last question then is, what can listeners look forward to next?
Very simply, we've already started work on the updated scoping study off the back of the new resource. So that'll incorporate everything we've learned from the new resource. So what are we expecting? Higher grade, higher production, longer life of mine parameters in there. And we're hoping that updated scoping study, we can announce that to market mid-year this year. We continue our discussions with potential offtake partners for the rutile, and hope to update the market on developments in that context in the coming weeks. And finally, as I mentioned, we have developed a test work program for the graphite and its potential use in lithium-ion batteries, and hope to announce a lot more around that in the coming weeks as well. So lots to look forward to, and we're hoping to keep up the news flow.
I imagine you'll be eager to be in touch with us to let us know how things are going.
Absolutely.
It's been great speaking to you again, and look forward to this conversation in the future.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.